The radical left would really rather you stay in a box.
Let's turn back now to the economy that Joe Biden seems to be embracing. That Joe Biden seems to be embracing and think has an inflation rate of zero. No joke, folks. The July numbers were released. They remain at 40-year highs, 8.5% the increase. Groceries, the biggest jump since the 1970s, meaning old Joe is just not bright, but of course he never has been. But it's jaw-dropping. He got out in front of people and said, our inflation rate for July was zero. Zero. No, Joe. No, Joe, it wasn't zero. Which is amazing. But he got out there and that's what he said, that the inflation rate is zero because he's mathematically and economically illiterate. The idea that inflation is under control is much like saying the southern border is under control. Or that Joe Biden's dementia is under control.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, like that. Let's go to bite number 11, okay? Bite number 11, because inflation being under control is not what people are seeing. All right, we're going to wait on that just a little bit. But the inflation rates are, nothing is under control. Nothing. Food costs, the highest since 1979. Grocery prices soared another 1.3% in July, which, by the way, would be a 15.6% increase. Annualized. Dairy products, baked goods, meat, all of it. Groceries up 13.1%, the largest increase in supermarket costs in more than 43 years. 43 years. And despite the jump in food costs, the consumer price index remained flat in July because of a recent drop in gas prices. The CPI is a measure of the overall cost of living. July's 1.3% increase in supermarket prices, the largest increase since they rose 1.5% in March. Food costs have gone up at least 1% every month this year, meaning that the inflation rate would have been a minimum of 12% at 1% a month, of course. The 13.1% increase is the cost of eating at home over the past 12 months was the largest increase since the 12-month period ending March 1979. Dairy prices up 1.7% in July. Cereal, you know, and I saw this picture out of Florida. Box of Cheerios, 18.8-ounce box of Cheerios, $7.19. It was jaw-dropping. Not quite that expensive here, but good God, right? Beef prices remained flat, the cost of pork down 0.2 of a point, but prices for chicken up 1.4%. The reason being is people are switching to chicken because beef is so expensive right now, which is part of the overall plan. Drive up prices and reduce demand. Right now, the price of gasoline has fallen below $4 national average for the first time since what, March? $3.99 today. $3.99. But again, the price of gasoline when Joe Biden took office where I live was $2.25. $2.25. So, from where I stand, gas is still $1.70 a gallon higher. Now, you can get some deals out there, $3.45, $3.50, if you get lucky, right? Which is only $1.25 higher. So if you use 100 gallons a month, that's $100. Use 1,000 gallons, it's $1,000. It depends on your usage, obviously. If you run a trucking company, you're in real trouble. Let's see, the cost of fruits and vegetables up 0.5 point. Potatoes, 3.3% more. Citrus, 3.2% more. Tomatoes are cheap, down 2.5%. A monthly survey of U.S. consumers by Purdue University released Wednesday indicates shoppers are doing more bargain hunting than ever. 28% of those surveyed in July said they were looking for sales and discounts. Weekly food spending rose 3% in June to $191 a week. $800 a month. Shopping discounts and generics, clear signs that a budget-conscious consumers are out there trying to put food on the table without busting the budget into pieces. Are you doing the same? I mean, I look around. I'm not to the point that I'm buying Spam and mystery meat, but what about you? What are you doing to save money at the checkout? I think everybody's considering it. At some point, it hits everyone. When gas is $5 a gallon, it's not now, it's $4. But $4 a gallon is not exactly a political winner for Joe Biden. Not a political winner for Joe Biden at all. Yeah. So you have to just sit here and say, what are you going to do to make ends meet? Are you going to do a second job? Because that's part of, by the way, if you missed that in the statistics, one of the reasons we had this big jump in jobs last month, people are taking second jobs to survive. It's not because the job market's so rosy. People are just trying to survive out there. That's a fact. That's a fact. All right, we're going to continue on here as we get into this program and look at the price of everything. And the cost of not doing something will be higher. You've got to vote in November, my friends. You have got to vote in November. Get out there and reject socialism every step of the way. I'll be right back on the Steve Hoover Show.